Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It's Wednesday, and that means it is time for another edition of Career Day. This is when we have you on, and you answer everything that we ask about your job. I mean, some of the questions are really bizarre, but it's like things that people want to know. And if you ever are up for being on Career Day, we'd love to learn about your job. It doesn't matter what it is. I think every job is interesting in its own way. So if you're willing to do it, hey, reach out to us on social, Mercedes in the Morning, or you can reach out to us through our website, mix941.fm. I am so excited about today's guest. It's Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Good morning. Now, Lisa, you have been working in valet for a well-known property on the Strip. We're going to not say Correct. Which one, but how long have you been working in valet?
About a little over 25 years.
I've always heard like that is a job where people make bank. And we're going to talk about the whole money part coming up. But is that true? Is that just like one of the best paying jobs on the Strip?
So, I mean, I don't know how well it is in comparison to what it was maybe 15, 20, even 30 years ago. But it's definitely, I have two kids and it's been good. I would say since the whole paid parking went into effect, it hasn't been better, but, cause all the paid parking fees and whatnot, it all goes to the hotel. We don't get any of that.
Yeah. That's a question that we got on our text line here at 702-364-9400. It says, my question is, how has the casinos charging for parking, even valet parking in some instances, impacted your tips?
Oh, hugely. Like, we don't get, a lot of the times we don't get tipped on the way out like we normally used to because people are out and they're going to dinner and they're not paying attention, or they're from out of state or out of town. They're not aware of the fees until they get there. And then, you know, when you're paying $40 a night or $35 a night and it gets tacked on to their hotel fee, they're like, oh, that's an extra, you know, if they're staying four or five nights, that adds up, and that's an extra, you know, $200 that they could have used somewhere else.
When you do get tips, and things are so automated now where you can go up to a machine and pay in a machine and everything, and you have the option, or even paying on your phone, you have the option to put the tip amount on there. I'll put the tip amount on there. Do you see that when my ticket comes up to get my car? Do you see that the person?
No, we do not.
Really?
Our particular property does not. I don't know if others do.
But we don't. So, I mean, I really appreciate it when people are like, hey, by the way, I put your tip on the machine, which is always nice.
Do you get those? I mean, that goes into the automated system. Like, do you guys actually cash those out at the end of the night?
So they do eventually at the end. Like, it just depends on how often they go to the bank or to cash them out. But they do. But at the same time, it also gets put on record. So it's not like a cash tip.
Oh, okay.
You know, eventually they will see it, and that's how they determine, like, our tip compliance and everything like that. So we would rather get the cash tip than it being put on the card. But, you know, a lot of people don't carry cash nowadays, which is, it's Vegas. You would think cash is king, but...
Not so.
Kind of away from that.
Well, let me ask you, like, I'd say 15 years ago, I always thought like $3 was a good tip. Now I don't feel like that's enough. What do you think is just a good average tip to give?
I would say like $5 at least. $5 is a decent tip. If you really wanted to be like very aware when you come in, give them a couple of bucks or $3. If you want to keep it up, you can always, you know, give them at least a 20 to keep your car up, and then you don't even have to wait for your car when you come out. You know, we'll just keep it up depending on how busy we are. But we always appreciate it when they come in and they give us, you know, $3-5 on the way in and you know, some money on the way out. Then that way, if it's a different shift that comes out, then that way they're both benefiting.
We're talking to Lisa. She works in valet for a well-known property on the Strip, has been doing this for like 25 years. If you have any questions, 702-364-9400. This question just came in. Have you ever parked the car for a celebrity, and how did they tip you?
Oh, so lots of celebrities have come in, like the local ones, like Carrot Top, Pauly Shore, Penn from Penn & Teller. The one that we see probably the most is Shaquille O'Neal. Super, super nice guy. I would say 95% of the time he takes care of us. Like, he's just super kind.
Can you say, like, how he takes care of you?
sometimes it's 20, sometimes it's 100, sometimes it's 100 in, 100 out.
Oh, wow.
It just really depends on, like, how busy he is. I mean, most of the time he's really nice. People want to take pictures with him, and then there's other times where he's just like, nope, I just want to go to my restaurant and then come back out and go.
Oh, my goodness.
Lisa, have you ever wrecked a car?
Yes.
Oh, well, wait, we want to hear that story.
Oh, no. Hold on, Lisa.
Hold on, Lisa. We're going to talk about that. We're also getting a bunch of questions, including if you don't have cash to tip, will you accept money through your Venmo? Would it be easier to have a cash app? Stuff like that. We're going to find out the wrecked story and how much do valet workers make on average a year? All of that and more of your questions with Lisa, who works in valet, coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's career day, and we are back with Lisa, who is our valet driver, well-known property on the strip. She's been doing it for 25 years. And Lisa, we were getting so many questions before the break, and one that came up was, have you ever wrecked a car? What happened?
Yeah, not anything major. We have a gate that we have to go in and out of. And I scanned my ticket, scanned my badge to get out. I thought the gate had gone up, and I was too prematurely going and just pretty much smashed the gate. It was in a big truck, so the truck didn't suffer much damage, but the gate did. Certainly did.
Oh, what do you do in that situation? Like when you tell the person, like, hey, sorry, do you guys pay for it? Like what happens?
So it normally just goes to like our risk management claims department. Security comes out, they do a report, they take a statement from me, from the person that parked it, and then it all goes to like the insurance department and they take it from there.
You ever get nervous parking a certain car, like a big supercar comes in or something, you get nervous parking some of these?
So my two favorite kind of cars to park are like the big monster trucks. So like, I love it when the cowboys are in town. I love it when, because they all drive big duallys and, you know, big giant trucks. But I also love, and JC, you'll love this. I love the classic cars. I love like the 1969 Corvettes, the ones with the pop clutches, the one with the pull brakes, like those kind of cars that are just kept in immaculate condition. I have like a fond thing for those kind of cars. I just think they're amazing.
Have you ever like taken one for a spin around the block? Because you're like, I love this car.
Oh, no. No.
Has anyone ever, like, it's Vegas. I know people party a lot. You've probably seen some interesting things. Has anyone ever, like, have you gone to park a car and you realize, like, oh, someone's passed out in the back or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. So I was driving a car, a minivan, and this family got out, probably maybe 6 people or so. And I'm driving down into where our garage is at, and I look in my rearview mirror, and this guy pops out from the behind the back seat, like between the window and the back seat, smoking probably marijuana. I don't know, cigarette. And I'm like, I literally freaked out. I was like, what the? And I put it in reverse, and I went all the way back up to where my dad is at. And he's like, I popped it open, and he's like, no. It's no problem. I'm just going to stay here. I'm like, oh, no, there's a huge problem. You're going to get out.
Yeah, you're not staying here. We're not responsible for you here.
When valet's full, is there a proper way to approach you to see if we can, you know, tip you properly to take our car? And if so, what's the dollar amount and what's the verbiage and language we should be using when we approach that situation?
So, I mean, a lot of the people that come on the strip as a regular and they know that we're full, they'll usually just pull out a 20 and give us a $20 or $10 or whatever.
Do they ever say, I'm staying on the 20th floor when they give you that?
There's been some cute little things that they say just to be cute and whatnot.
But, oh, then you haven't met my husband, because that's what he always says.
Yeah, it's like, what's the language? Like, hey, here's my room key.
Exactly.
Now, a big question that's coming in all over the place, Venmo, Cash App, is it okay to tip you through those kind of things?
So they can with my particular property, depending on the person. Like there's some people that I work with that don't have those apps, and they'll be like, hey, can you come over here? He wants to tip us, but I don't have this app. Can you do it? And so I'll let them scan on mine, and then I write it down so that I don't forget that they said to me, because I have to include it into our, you know, when we split the tips at the end of the night.
Wow. It's just that they should require you guys have that, you know, just so everyone gets
a
tip.
Easy,
so.
Yeah.
All right. Final question, Lisa, the one everyone's wanting to know. How much money do you make? What does the average valet worker that works full time, what do they make a year?
So I've heard it from different properties. There's different amounts. Obviously, like, I think our day shift and our swing shift make more than our graveyard right now. Because it's just super slow on graveyard for us, but we don't have, I would say probably maybe 50 to 70, say, a year. It just depends on the property. I'm sure there's some properties that make more than that because they have less people, and maybe because they have different clientele. Like Caesar's Palace might have more people, like, working, but they also have a higher clientele than some of the other properties.
Yeah, and then so you have to depends. You also have to share with everyone that you're working with, so that includes the
correct.
tips, 50 to 70 including the tips.
Correct. Well, that's 50, that's just, yeah, that's everything.
Wow. That's, I mean, it really depends on the property
in terms of hourly too. So
that is fascinating, Lisa. Well, thank you for what you do. Thank you for being so transparent with us. And hopefully you don't find any people passed out in the back seat anymore, okay?
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, guys.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.